Land of Dreams.
Take the trip with us
on Radio SI.
Brazil is a kind of far place, unknown, exotic. What I hear from people is that they like the language because it's so soft, you know, it's like music to their ears. And it's funny because sometimes people say, oh, you speak Portuguese. So can you just talk, just say something.
Olá, gente, tudo bom? Meu nome é Marta. I'm Marta Bergles. I'm from Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. I'm a Carioca, and I've been living here for almost 4 years. I live in Ljubljana, beautiful place.
And you live in a house with the two terraces.
Yes, there are more upstairs. I don't know why you love terraces, although we don't have so much time to spend in the terraces. But yeah, there we have. We have a terrace in each room here.
And you live close to the center. Do you cycle? Do you take the bus?
No, I cycle all the time. Yes, I do. I go skiro, you know. Yeah, with my daughter. But I go everywhere by bike. And I walk because we are so close to the city center. It's like, I don't know, 10 minutes walking from here. I just love going there. It's very alive and full of people.
And what about swimming?
Swimming. I like swimming. I miss the sea. For me, I used to live in Rio, close to the beach, and I miss the sea a lot. But sometimes I just go, you know, to your coast. Yeah. I need to go there, just smell the, you know, the sea and be close.
Yeah, so I moved here almost 4 years ago. I was traveling for work, and then I met my husband in Alaska. One Slovene, one Brazilian in Alaska. Then we got married in...
In Alaska?
No, we married in Brazil. We got married in Brazil. We lived actually there for 2 years and a half. And I love my country, but it's true that to once you have a child, you know, family, Slovenia is a better option, much better, because it's much safer.
I think I wouldn't change anything because you have such an organized country and everything is going so well here that I think that let's just keep it the way it is, you know. But, well, maybe if you would be a bit less formal, maybe, you know. Yes, I'm very open to people, so I invite people home. I don't know, maybe sometimes they may think that I'm a bit, you know, weird.
Because you're inviting people.
Yeah, like, could just pass by, you know, for a beer, just come here to talk, you know. So I like that.
And do they come or do they not?
They do, but you have to, you know, it's not that you just pass by. Yeah. You need to call to schedule, have a schedule, you know, like for everything. Yeah, we are more informal, you know, about this. But apart from that, I mean, everybody speaks English. Everybody is really nice, you know, talkative, curious. Yeah, that everything is fine here. So one of my favorite musics is Cariocas, Adriana Calcanhoto. She's, in my opinion, one of the best Brazilian singers. She's from the south of Brazil. And the music, the lyrics is like a poem that talks about cariocas, how cariocas are cool, you know, how they don't like cloudy days, you know. They are smart, they are very open people, they are so happy and always smiling, you know.
And
so,
that describes you as well, huh?
Well, I believe so. I'm a carioca and I like to smile and I don't like cloudy days. That's true, definitely.
Cariocas são bonitos, cariocas são bacanas, cariocas são sacanas, cariocas são dourados, cariocas são modernos, cariocas são espertos, cariocas são diretos, cariocas não gostam de dias. Cariocas nascem bambas, cariocas nascem craques, cariocas têm sotaque, cariocas são alegres, cariocas são atentos, cariocas são tão sexys, cariocas são tão claros, cariocas não gostam de sinal fechado.
You're listening to Land of Dreams, this week with Marta Bergles, a Brazilian living in Slovenia.
I have a project that I started some 2 years ago. Because it was an interesting story. I came here and I started getting to know the Brazilians who live here. And I noticed that Brazilian kids, they don't speak Portuguese anymore. And I found this so sad, you know, because we have such a beautiful, you know, culture and rich culture. And I could not imagine my daughter not speaking Portuguese anymore. Yeah. And I said, well, you know, these Brazilians, they must speak Portuguese. So I started with this project called the Sementeira. The Brazilian ambassador, she also had a program for kids. She had this cultural project. Yeah. So together we were able to offer for the community some workshops for kids. It's important to keep the Portuguese language for the kids, because this is a heritage. It's their roots, you know? So I think that it's a sin that if we deny them, you know, that heritage. They have the right. Of course, when they grow older, maybe they won't continue their studies, maybe they won't care. But now, you know, as they grow, I think we should. I think it's, for me, you know, I would be denying something to my daughter. We miss a lot like Brazilian food here, you know. So when we meet each other, we always try to make this cheese bread. We call it pão de queijo. You know, we use tapioca and the grated cheese. We miss caipirinha. Yeah. We miss also feijoada, black beans. And also some food with fish, you know, we make moqueca. So now I'll prepare you a typical Brazilian drink. It's called caipirinha. Caipirinha, yes, you have to prepare it with the lemon juice. Yeah. You put ice, sugar, and the most important is cachaça. Cachaça is a liquor from the sugar cane.
Imported from Brazil.
Yeah, of course, I have the best cachaça here. I only make it with the good Brazilian cachaça. Saúde.
Saúde.
Saúde, which is good health. We wish you good health.
Oh, yeah.
Good health. Saúde.
Saúde. Saúde. So Marta, your husband, he works on a ship, so that means that he's not home that often, right? So
yes, exactly. And yeah, he's 5 weeks at sea, 5 weeks home.
So how do you cope with that?
It's okay, we don't have a routine, you know, it's always very exciting. It's like, oh, you're back, you know, I miss you so much. We still don't have so many years, we've been married now for 7 years, but yeah, it's fine. I mean, of course, my daughter misses him, you know, also, and I also miss him, but we just enjoy so much when he's home. He's 5 weeks home, he doesn't work. But it's fine. I mean, for me, it's not a problem.
Yeah,
that I just think it's good for the marriage, actually, you know, that we have.
So you're together for 5 weeks and then you have a break for
five weeks. He goes far.
And then he brings you something when he comes home.
No, he's a Slovenian. He doesn't bring anything. But like all Slovenians, there's a lot of good things, you know. Slovenian men, you're very organized. You know how to do a lot of things around the house. It's amazing, you know. Like you cook, you clean, you take care of the kids.
They can do everything.
Yeah. I tell girls in Brazil, you know, good husbands. I can tell you that. Good, perfect husband.
So we're outside the house now. We're in your garden. You have pumpkins here, apples.
Yes, it's almost like a farm. We have a cherry tree, we have apples, we have malina.
Yeah,
I forgot
the
word in here.
Yeah.
And we plant a lot of things here. We have herbs, we have salad.
We have strawberries.
Strawberries, we have tomatoes, yes.
And your kid is outside now as well?
Yeah, she's here, Nina.
Obrigada, gente. Tchau.
Beijo.
Beijo.
Oh, and a kiss.
It's very Brazilian, you know. We are sending kisses to everybody, né, Nina?
Yes.
Yes.
And Nina, and you speak Brazilian?
Yeah? Yes.
And English?
Yes.
And Slovenian?
Yes.
Fala assim, eu falo tudo.
I speak
everything.
Well, I'd like to thank you two for having me here today. It was really nice to meet you guys.
Okay, it was our pleasure to meet you. Foi prazer, né, Nina?
É, foi prazer.
Muito obrigada. And we hope that people listen to the radio. And I do, because,
we
you know.
We hope so, too.
Yeah, you know, because when you don't speak the language, it's really hard. And I do listen to Radio Sai, yeah. Because to get updated with everything that is going yeah. on, it's, you know, it's a great radio for us foreigners living in Slovenia.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Ciao.
Land of Dreams.
Only on Radio SI.